This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Eric Hessler, attorney for PANO, the Policemen's Association of New Orleans. Eric, welcome to the show. Eric, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Eric,
thank you.
When this first happened a week ago today, The chief came out, seemed to be a little irritated as it related to the notification process or lack thereof, and that felt like that there was a role for the NOPD to play, and had they been notified in a much quicker fashion, they might have been able to get their hands around some of these individuals that were able to escape. Is that kind of the mindset of what the men and women are thinking about in the NOPD?
Well, of course. There's no excuse for the late notification to the public, much less to the law enforcement entities in the area. That's unacceptable on any level.
Yeah. So what is the you know, the over 200 officers out there trying to catch these five remaining individuals that escaped? We're now up to four individuals having been arrested for aiding and abetting these folks. You know, we just came out of a real busy season. I know you guys have to be working overtime out there on the streets trying to find out where these folks are.
Well, yeah, they have several entities involved, you know, ATF, FBI, Homeland Security, NOPD, and I think state police is doing a wonderful job heading it up. And everybody is working long and hard to try and get this this back under control.
What are the men and women saying to you? What's going on there? What are they saying?
Well, I mean, obviously they recognize the severity of what occurred. To some extent, it's embarrassing, even though the NOPD has nothing to do with the security of the jail or what goes on inside the jail. I saw that the NOPD had to go public and make sure people knew that NOPD and the OPSO were two separate entities. Not that they don't work in collaboration with each other, but this wasn't the doing of NOPD. And but now they're going to have to step up and help try and control it, and they're going to do their job. So,
yeah. Let's pivot to another issue that has been recently reported in the Washington Post about facial recognition cameras. I've talked about this on the show a couple of days. I thought the article was, you know, tried to lean in a direction that I thought that was less than honest, quite frankly. You know, I know that there's an independent company that is providing these hits, both to the public as well as to officers that it had individually signed up for it. I kind of view it as anybody, you know, and Joe Citizen calling in saying, hey, I think y'all are looking for a guy and he's over here at Bienville and Bourbon. You may want to check it out.
And you're absolutely correct. You know, the facial recognition is a tool, as you know, and it's a tool that's used by, once again, FBI, state police, ATF, and it works. It's been very helpful. It's not like, you know, I know that some people say it's constitutionally challenged or whatnot, but it's not. It's used by law enforcement all across the country, and it's used in a constitutional manner. And like you said, much like if a citizen would call and say, hey, this looks like a wanted subject, the police aren't going to swoop down on him and arrest him and put him in jail. They're going to go conduct an investigation, and they're going to do it legally. They're going to do it within the boundaries of the Constitution. And if it is, in fact, the guy or girl that's wanted, that person's going to go to jail. It's not going to be singularly relying on the identification of a mechanical camera. I think that's one of the problems with the consent decree, and I've said it for a long time. It's helped the department in a lot of ways, but it's also kind of impeded police investigations. And I think this is just another instance where, you know, state police were able to avail themselves of the technology and use it and make an arrest. And had the NOPD been allowed to do so, we might have been way ahead of the game at this point.
The chief put this practice on pause. Obviously, she expressed similar concerns to what you just said, that she thought that, you know, this should be a tool in their tool bag. There's an appropriate way to utilize this technology. She recognizes that. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, and I can't speak for the chief, but I think that it's the consent decree that disallows the NOPD from using that. And basically, the consent decree was put in place originally to ensure constitutional policing. Facial recognition is completely constitutional when done so correctly, and there was nothing to suggest they weren't doing it correctly. I hope that common sense will prevail, and either the NOPD will start doing it again, or the DOJ and consent decree monitors will allow them to do so, as long as it's done constitutionally, which it had been being done.
Well, you are facing a city ordinance that was passed by the council that restricted the utilization of that technology in many ways, right?
Yeah, and I think it was restricted in the sense that it just demanded that it be done in a constitutional manner. I don't think it was a across-the-board restriction of it being done, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed, it was very interesting to me in the aftermath of the escape from the jail, that private company's technology started picking up these individuals all over the city,
right,
and actually has provided video. I mean,
right.
It's kind of like, in my mind, devoid of my 40 years of experience in law enforcement, you know, if I was regular citizen, it seemed worth it to me. I mean,
And it is a tool, not just for law enforcement, it's a public safety tool. I mean, he couldn't deny that if these characters were in custody right now, that the public would be a lot more safe.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because I really believe that it was a tool, although there were only 34 arrests that were made, right, as a result of the utilization of these alerts in the 8th District, But I do believe that it's a tool that caused officers to be more intrusive, right? To go check it out, to see what's going on, if they got a hit or otherwise. And if they couldn't make a stop in a constitutional fashion. It's obvious to me that they walked away from it because they just couldn't do it. They didn't have the probable cause necessary or the reasonable suspicion to make the stop because there were a lot more alerts than that went out, right?
Right. And I haven't been made aware of any complaints that it was being used improperly or never had a defendant officer that was accused of improperly stopping somebody based on a facial recognition call. So if it does exist, I've never heard of it yet.
Interestingly, I don't know if you, I'm sure you read the Washington Post article. They pointed out that there were 8 misidentifications because of facial recognition in the country.
Well,
it's like, that's, what?
Yeah, that's
you've been around a long time.
Low.
You've been around a long time. You know, identifications made by the general public, I'm sure, have had more than 8 misidentifications.
Absolutely. I mean, you know as well as I do. When somebody's mugshot hits the paper, the phones start ringing off the hook. And the majority of those are dead ends, misidentifications, and incorrect. Eight misidentifications from facial recognition across the country, I'll take those odds any day of the week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no piece of machinery or apparatus, software, hardware, or otherwise, however you want to refer to it, that has a 100% competency rate. It just doesn't exist.
Well, of course, and you know, misidentification. I don't think either one of us has to speak to the problems that misidentification has caused in the legal system, including wrongful convictions and similar such incidents. But it's not like the cops just rely on the identification alone, or they shouldn't, to make the arrest. They should go out there and corroborate it, investigate it, and do it properly. And the great majority of the times they do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's used in other countries around the world extensively. In London, I mean, it's amazing. I actually had consultants that helped set up the London system come and provide a tutorial to us when we implemented our LPR camera system.
Right.
And it was, and I mean, that was many, many years ago. They've been using this stuff for over a decade, probably
right.
2 decades now.
And our system is, from what I can gather, our system is fairly proficient And then again, it's still being used by every other law enforcement area in the country, in the area, in the local area in New Orleans, except the NOPD, which to me is head scratching.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be interesting to see how this plays out. Anything else on your mind? Any other thoughts?
No, I just, you know, I hope that the men and women that are engaging in this manhunt are protected. I hope the persons that are still out there, the escapees that are out there, doesn't, you know, they don't resort to violence against anybody. And but you know, it's a hairy situation as far as I'm concerned.
No doubt. Eric Hessler, attorney for Pano, thank you so much for joining us, sir. Have a great Memorial Day weekend and stay safe.
You also. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Love to hear from you. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.